Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey, Darkhearts.
I don't know why I said my name like that, guys. Shannon. Sorry. Listen,
I almost forgot to say my name even when I post this little video to TikTok, because if anyone's on TikTok, I just post little snippets of the video recordings that we do. I feel like I look rough. Like, I mean, tired today.
No, I feel like I look like that all the time. And I'm like, I just looked in the mirror and it didn't look that bad. I think the lighting, and I'm going to chalk it up to the camera quality.
I mean, camera quality, for sure. My lighting, like, I look like a fucking ghost.
That's okay. I do as well. And it's like, it's not a good, not
yeah,
a
good look. I mean, I'm slightly darker than this shade, but the lighting, the camera quality, listen, we're clearly not professionals at this. You know, those YouTubers and influencers, they have those circle lights. And all that shit. Ain't nobody got time for that, okay?
No, and this is an audio thing primarily, so you can deal with the little clips. Yeah.
And it's fine. You see me on TikTok, you know, you see our images on TikTok and stuff, like, don't judge, okay?
Yeah, that's just how we roll, so.
That's just how we roll. I know, especially, I've got a child homesick again today. She's not even sick. I don't know. We're going to the doctor. We've got a cough still. It's lingering. Had to get her from school yesterday. It's fine.
It's
She's fine.
Just a whole nother. Another,
tis the
you know,
season.
Yeah.
But this is where I have such a hard time, because I'm like, I've been adulting and picking up hours at work, because I'm like, okay, my kids are in school full time. But this is where it becomes a hard thing, because especially being a massage therapist, it's not like if I call out, it's just a little thing. Like, they have to make phone calls, and then I feel so bad canceling on those people, but mainly the front desk who then has to call these people, especially holiday times. Some people are fine and they're delightful and they understand that massage therapists are humans and we have families who get sick. Some people do not.
Correct. They want their massage and they want it now, and they will take it out on you. And then I think sometimes they do that though, just because they would like to get a free one out of the deal. Like, you canceled on me, give me this for free.
Yep. But at least I know if it's ever on one of my normal work days, which is one day, Monday. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that's become so nice about one. I've been at Massage Envy for so long now. I have regulars. I occasionally have a new person on those days.
Yeah.
But usually it's regulars, and 90% of them, I have their phone numbers, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, and none of them are going to care.
Yeah, no, they're cool about it. They get
They're
it.
The most
happens.
Delightful people.
Yeah.
But now it's happening on days, and I don't know any of these people I now have. Now I have to get used to being no-showed again and not tipped and
all the like, things. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a thing that happens.
Days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sucks.
Welcome to our daily life show, you guys.
Yeah,
you thought you
seriously.
Were coming in for a podcast. Right? You guys, thank you so much. Like, we just posted the Spotify stuff, but that was like so awesome to see. I kind of looked at some of like I was sending Shannon you some of the like Apple stuff and the Google. Google's so freaking weird.
Yeah,
I don't
so stupid.
And Amazon and everything. And like, we were discussing before we started this, like, for two women not knowing what the fuck we're doing half the time, like, this is doing a lot better than we had, I think, kind of even realized.
Totally.
Like, we have more people following and listening than we realized.
I think when we first started too, I would check numbers like every hour, like when it first came out. And now I'm like, I kind of forget just because it's routine.
Yeah, no, that was a constant thing. I was always like, Shannon, we have 1,000 downloads now. Which, FYI, I was looking. Our very first episode, I was looking on Podbean, the Scott's Bluff one, has over 1,000 downloads.
I saw that. And I was like, oh, man. And that was like one of the worst ones. I mean, the case itself was good, but like, it was our first time. The equipment was different. We recorded it so different. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Listen, we jumped in with both feet and weren't like, let's practice playing with this stuff. We were just like, we got this. We watched YouTube videos. Why would we practice?
Yeah. Nah, looking back, I'm like, oh, we've come so far since those days. And it's not even, I mean, I still think we have a long ways to go. So going from that to this is already like amazing. So yeah, we had no idea how many people were listening, and that it's a lot of pressure now, you know, but I'm so glad that you guys hopefully enjoy this and keep listening, please. And tell other people about it.
Spread the word. I guess wherever you listen to your podcast, if you follow us on there, I feel like that maybe helps too. Like,
oh yeah.
It was amazing. Like, so on Apple Podcasts, it was kind of funny. It was like, you have like 900 some people listening, but only 300 of them follow you. But then like you have 600 weird. Like active listeners. I don't even know how they figure that stuff out.
I don't know.
But you know, as always, rate, review where you can, follow, share, all the things. We really appreciate it. And those are just free things you can do to help us out, to help support us. We're trying to grow you guys. We want to make this better for you. We want to do giveaways. We want to do all, we have such big and high hopes for this. It's just, we're two women funding this from our own pockets, you know? Yeah. And so thank you to our patrons on Patreon. Yes. Luis, you've been there from the get-go.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're amazing. And Laurel, and now Jillian.
Jillian, that's my girl.
Thank you guys so much. It means
it's awesome. Yeah.
It means so much to us. And like we said, like we get it. Like, especially now, funds are tight, holiday, all the things.
Yeah.
Like, we still love all of our freebie listeners too. Just rate and review, share episodes, talk about
us. Word of mouth is the best way to help us out.
Yes.
Literally, word of mouth. That's all you have to do. Tell somebody.
Exactly. You know?
But yeah, and the people that are like committing to giving us the money for this is amazing. I'm like, that just shows that they have faith in us. You know?
Yes. Like, and we, like, you guys have no idea how much that means to us. Like, for real. Like,
I know.
We just, I don't even know. I'm going to get all mushy. I'm tired. So, you know, I'm just like, I love you guys so much.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. And we have some fun. Yeah, we've been throwing out different fun ideas and things that we want to do. So,
we have big things. Like, one day I'm like, I want a merch store. I want a t-shirt. All this stuff. And I'm like, I don't even care if it's not okay to wear your own merch. I want a t-shirt with our own stuff on it. Just because also your friend who made our logo... It's legit. Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. He is amazing.
And I'm like, it's so cool. I want to share it with everyone. So, you guys, thank you so much again for all of that. We really appreciate it. It means the absolute world to us. I know I keep saying that, but for real.
Yeah. And, you know, this is kind of random, but I wanted to throw this out there because I promised my daughter, I was going to actually post this and I haven't yet, but I will. Okay. So speaking of advertising, back around Thanksgiving at school, my daughter's class, they had their own Macy's Day Parade.
Cute.
And they had to make their own like floats. And then they had to walk around, you know, and it had to be something they could like hold in their hand. So my daughter made a Heartland Darkland one. I will post pictures because I actually took pictures of it. And yes. I mean, she spelled some stuff wrong, but that's okay. And it's amazing. She free-handed this. Can you see this?
Yes.
I'm showing Cassie right now, guys.
Oh my God. That's adorable.
The backside says, stay Heartland kind, but Darkland rich, you know? And then she even put like a little pipe
that
cleaner
flower.
For the rose.
Yeah. Yes. No, I love that.
And I've been meaning to share that, but you know, if my almost 10-year-old is our biggest fan, that gives me hope. At least she believes in us, and we know that you guys obviously do if you're listening to us. But I just had to share that real quick. I know that was completely out of left field, but it clicked and I was like, I need to show you guys. I'll post pictures of it maybe tomorrow or the next day.
That was cute. I love
that
so much.
I love my kid.
I know. My son's always like, how many listeners do you have now? What countries are they in? And stuff.
Isn't it funny?
He's like, are you famous? And I was like,
I know.
Only
isn't
to
that
you.
Hilarious. Yeah. I'm glad you think so highly of me. I know. And I asked my daughter, like, why, what made you decide to do that out of all the things you could do? She's like, I just wanted people to know. She said she even asked her teacher if it was appropriate though.
And I'm like, I mean, that's fair.
I know. And it made me laugh. And her teacher's like, well, I mean, if it's just like, you know, the logo and whatnot. And so she was like, yeah, okay. But funny,
thank
right?
You.
Our kids are big fans and that's all that really matters, right?
Yes. I love it. Thank you.
So fun. But yeah, Cassie, what else? I mean,
oh my God.
You're sharing stories today.
Right.
I mean, I hope, because I don't have one. So.
Yep, I suppose it's me. So we're in Indiana this week, you guys. I guess we'll finally get to, 10 minutes in. That's not terrible. I feel like we've gone longer with
chatting.
It's
been worse. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're in Indiana. I'm not going to lie, you guys. We're recording the Tuesday before this comes out, per usual.
The trend.
I was telling you yesterday, Shannon, all about this. I had this paranormal cryptid thing I was doing. I was researching this over the weekend. I was struggling, but I was doing it. I took my laptop to work with me because I had this big break. I was going to type stuff up. And I got part of it typed up during one little break, but then I had to go pick up my daughter. So I get home from work. Kids are all in bed. I'm sitting down to type it up. And I'm just like, I'm not feeling it anymore. I was like, I don't know what to do.
I get it. I know.
So then I scrapped my original idea completely, which did involve Bigfoot, you guys. And you know I love me some Bigfoot.
I mean, yeah.
But I was struggling with the stories I was trying to find and stuff. Then I'm now covering. So I found this one story that I was like, oh my God, I love this. But I knew it wasn't going to be big enough to be a full episode on its own. So I kind of ignored it for a minute. And then I found these two other that are kind of close together.
Uh-huh.
They're on the same. I know I'm being very cryptic right now. Bear with me.
Carry on.
So on. These two little stories, super similar kind of theme. And then I was like, fuck it. I'm throwing in this other one because it's whatever. It's
because
how
it's
I
our
roll.
Podcast and we can do whatever we want.
We can do what we want.
I do what I want.
So, like, two of them are going to fall under kind of like a medical miracle stories.
Okay, I'm down.
The other one I'm going to do, which is just the first one I'm going to cover, is just a weird story with no explanation. Okay?
Okay. Like, I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I can believe those stories more than, some of the other alien UFO sighting beliefs.
I haven't even done a legit alien encounter story yet.
Because there isn't any. That's what
there are.
I'm kidding. There I just like to give you crap, but that's a whole nother thing we can go down. So
again,
anyways, let's
I've
hear
also
your
proven
fun stories.
UFOs are real. The government has acknowledged it.
Yeah, but it's the government. The government. Do we really trust them on a lot of things? That's another thing.
Okay. Anyway,
just kidding. I just like to, devil's advocate. So okay.
Yeah. So this week, like I said, we're in Indiana. We're going to be in a few different locations and a few different time frames. So I decided to organize this from oldest to newest.
Perfect.
So the first place we're heading is Odon, Indiana. O-D-O-N. Odon.
Oh. Okay.
That's
a very simple name. All right.
Yeah. And we're going to a farmhouse, and the year's 1940. All right.
Oh, this sounds like a creepy story already, but it's not creepy.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out. So it's springtime, and the Heckler family lives here, which consists of Dad William and Mom Minnie and their five kids. So,
Minnie, that's cute.
I know. I saw it. I was like, that's kind of
cute.
I
little
love
name.
That. Yeah. So now this is just a typical spring day. Apparently, like some things I read said it was fairly warm, like a warmer than normal, but it's whatever. They live on a farm. So of course there's chores, and it's 1940. So around 8 a.m., they're all getting ready to head out, and William smells smoke. So the family searches the house, and one of the daughters finds some wallpaper in an unused bedroom. It's like underneath a window is on fire. Fire department comes out, they get it out, and they're thinking, okay, maybe there's a hidden chimney back here that caused this. Because it seemed to have started from the wall, right?
That's bizarre. And you said this room wasn't even used?
No, this room wasn't used. And also, this house isn't wired for electricity. So this isn't an electrical wire. Let's keep this in mind, okay? So fire's out, and they're like, let's tear into this. See? There's no hidden chimney back there, which also, even if there had been, no fires had been lit because it was so hot. And also, the wall underneath this doesn't appear to be damaged.
Hmm.
It was just this wallpaper on fire.
Only the wallpaper.
Only the wallpaper. So they're like, okay, this is weird. But it's out. So that is I guess we'll see you later. You know, we've looked, yeah. There's no chimney. I don't know what's going on. They leave. Fire department leaves. And then soon after, they get called out again because Minnie now has found a mattress on fire in another room.
Okay, this is good. Good stuff. Because it's creepy, but yeah. Weird.
While the fire department's out there, multiple fires then break out.
Shut up.
Yeah. William told a local reporter that from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., they were just constantly putting out fires.
Within the house? Like, all inside the house?
Yes. Oh, these are all inside this house. And between that time frame, 9 fires in total had broken out. So between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., 9 fires are breaking out, right?
And these are all separate ones. It's not like it's one continual one that has just started everything else. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
So, aside from the wall and the mattress, a pair of William's overalls, which were just hanging on the back of the door, caught on fire.
What?
Then a fireman notices smoke coming between, like, a closed book. There's smoke coming out of this closed book. And when he opens it, there are flames inside the book.
Oh my gosh.
How does that even happen?
Any of this happen?
Now I want to find
this. Yeah. Like, is this some Harry Potter something? Like, bizarre.
So with the book thing, I almost want to try, like, lighting, like, but it would be hard for me. I'd have to find a book that I know I hate. I want to try, like, can you light it on fire and close it? And will it continue? And just
I feel
smoke
like, wouldn't that shut it out? I guess, depending on how long it's been burning, but it would just engulf the whole book, you would think.
What? See, I have so many questions. Like, I kind of want to do a science project on just burning a book.
That's so weird.
So... yeah, and then a fire broke out on the opposite side of the house from the original. So again, it seemed like it came from the wall, so they tore it apart. They looked through it, seeing if it did go through the house somehow. Yeah. No, nothing. Again, there's no damage behind the wall or anything like that.
Did they say that anything weird had, like, happened? I don't know, maybe you don't know, but like, prior to this, where they were having any other weird, like, unexplained things?
Oh, you're talking about this. Okay. Let's talk about this one day first.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was going to be a whole nother thing. Oh,
there's still more.
Because this is kind of big on its own. My gosh.
Right. And that's why I was kind of hoping this could be a whole thing, but you'll soon see. Like, it's...
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Then a fire at some point started inside a desk drawer. And then some neighbor women came over because they were trying to figure out what all the hubbub was because nosy neighbors.
Right.
And as they're standing in this room, the curtains behind them burst into flames. And the thing is like, I guess there was like curtains and blinds. The blinds didn't catch fire. It was just the curtains. And then across the room, the other curtains catch on fire. So.
It's like goosebumps. That's weird.
Yeah, and then they talk about how there was some sort of paper divider between a box spring and a mattress that caught fire and destroyed the mattress. Then in another room, some more neighbors. I don't know if this is the same nosy neighbors or there's now more nosy neighbors.
Oh, yeah. It kind of sounds like there's more. Everybody wants to know. Oh, yeah.
But they were standing in a room where a bedspread caught on fire and quickly burned to ash. And they said it was as if an invisible hand was going around lighting these fires.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. The house has to be pretty much just destroyed by this point.
Hold on. You keep getting ahead of me.
I know. I'm just like thinking like, why at this point, just let the house burn down and be done, you know?
Well, so as a firefighter sitting in the kitchen, taking a break, calendar bursts into flames.
Did you say a counter or calendar?
A calendar. Like,
okay. Yeah.
A wall March, calendar. April, May. Yeah.
Correct.
And so like the thing is like, as these fires are starting throughout the house, only the things that catch on fire are being damaged. There's little to no damage to anything else. So like on the wall that this calendar was hanging, the wall and wallpaper were fine. Those blinds were fine. Like there's minimal to no damage.
GTFO.
Aside from where these fires are happening.
Get out of here. Why would they even stick around? I would just dip out and leave. Like, that's so creepy. I cannot imagine just seeing that happen right in front of you.
So,
and just still continue to stay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Well, I mean, this is your house. It's 1940. All your stuff is there. You're going to try to save it.
That's true. Grab it all and leave. But even the firefighters, like, I don't know. That's something more than just some weird coincidence. Hey, Dark Hearts, the holidays are upon us, and no matter what you celebrate, birdies make a great gift for your loved ones.
Whether it's the original birdie with its bright flashing light and loud alarm, or the birdie plus with an alarm sending your location to loved ones, the 24/7 call center to help you, or the excuse call to help someone out of an uncomfortable situation, the birdie is a small device that can give so much.
So give your loved ones the gift of peace of mind this holiday season. Right now, She's Birdie is running a sale. Buy one, get 10% off. Buy three or more and get 20% off. Buy five or more and get 30% off. So the more you purchase, the more you save.
And if you use the link in our show notes and the code DARKHEARTS15, when you check out, you'll get another 15% off. And yes, the discount stack.
With the birdie, you can stay heartland kind while also being darkland wary.
Well,
maybe not.
All in all, over the course of this one day, there was 100 volunteers between firefighters and, you know, neighbors helping. And they put out 28 fires in the home that day.
Wow.
And this started at 8 a.m. It was finally 11 p.m. when the final one seemed to be put out.
Jeez.
So at this point, the family is just worried about trying to sleep, and there are more fires popping up. So, like, the
William go to a friend's house, they were still going to sleep there. Oh gosh,
no, they pulled all the remaining mattresses and stuff that are fine just outside. They slept outside.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound safe either. But okay. Oh my gosh.
I mean, at least outside, you're not surrounded by things that you couldn't be trapped in fire.
I mean, yeah, but and it was, I guess in the 40s, nice you're more trusting of like, yeah. That's
yeah.
Fine. I guess camping is essentially the same thing, so it's fine.
Right.
I will allow it.
And it sounds like it was fairly warm, and it sounds like they have a few acres. Like, this is farmland, so they clearly have several acres, you know, so it's not like
anyone. And there's several of them, I guess,
yeah.
too, so.
And like, William had talked about, like, he's like, I don't believe in no spooks. Like, talking about ghosts and spirits. Yeah. He's like, but I am worried about fires, so we're going to sleep outside.
Okay, so, well, that's fair.
Yeah, and then after that, it was fine. No more fires. And they lived inside the house then for a little while, but they eventually decided to build a new house, and they tore this one down, and the new house was, like, a mile away from where this one was. Now, of course, there are lots of theories. Some people thought the house was situated on, like, a magnetic field that caused this. Some thought maybe there was an underground well that was releasing gas. Others thought maybe the kids were playing pranks, which, again, like, some of these, I'm like, but how did it not destroy more?
Yeah. And how did they just, when no one's even there, too? I mean,
or, like, just bursting right into flames. Like, some of them saw it, yeah. Then, of course, there was some thought of spirits or the house being cursed. And the fire marshal was like, this is the weirdest thing ever, and just closed the case with no explanation for the fires listed.
He's like, I'm out. That's
weird. And, like, there was hundreds of dollars of damage done, which in the 1940s is a lot. And this one article I read, which I am going to link to because they give a little bit more, like, I'm not going to go into the full-on into the past of this house. They give a little bit, but I'll talk a smidge about it. But they mentioned even how, like, their insurance company paid them out. I was like, I would hope so.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least there's that.
Weird.
So some of the things is, because my thing is first, like, this family lived in this house for like a decade before any of this happened. And it doesn't sound like there was anything going on. Now, maybe they just never said anything. Maybe they didn't want to, you know, who knows? So I can't say for sure. And since the house is no longer there, it's not like we'll ever know. I do have a picture that I'm going to post that they took of the house, like from the day of the fires and before it was torn down. But So, like, it kind of seems like the article I read, they maybe think that it was paranormal and maybe due to some of the history of the house. Because one article I read talked about how the original owners who built the house, it was like Civil War time, him and his wife lived there and they had like a bunch of kids. I don't know how many. There wasn't a ton of information. But it sounds like at some point in the 1800s, like 5 family members died of a quote-unquote burning fever, which they think was most likely typhus, which I did Google. Hmm. Typhus fevers are a group of diseases caused by bacteria that are spread to humans by fleas, lice, and chiggers. Oh. Chiggers, FYI, is what I said. Yeah. The type of bug. I just, you know, that sounds a little weird.
I know. Yes.
So, and then I guess the family that lived in there after that, they had a son who died in a hunting accident. The dad was never the same afterwards. But so I don't know.
Darkness.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. One of my thoughts was like, could it be like a magnifying glass situation where like the sun coming through the windows?
But that many of them. And
I know.
The night and stuff
inside
too. I
mean, things too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like at first, like a few of them, I was like, okay, but could it be this? But then I was like, okay, but there's so many of them. Like.
Right. Well into like the night where, I mean, it would have been dark.
Yeah.
By that time.
And like inside things. Weird.
Yeah. Especially with no explanation. I cannot even believe that they were not more freaked out, which maybe they were, but I guess
yeah.
From the 40s, it's not like we have a whole lot of, you know, documentation
right.
of that. So
exactly. So, and that's the case. That's all there is to it, you guys. Like,
that's crazy.
And that's where I'm like, this is such an intriguing thing, but there's really not much to it.
And like, so I'm going to have to go look stuff up on that because I'm very, I'm interested that that's all that there is.
Yeah. Like I said, I am linking the article I found that had like a little smidgen more about the past owners and stuff like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
But this was the one I first found. I was like, oh my God, this would be such a cool one to do. But even then, it wasn't even like a good deep dive into like, okay, all these weird things have been happening before or anything like that. You know what I mean? So I couldn't even do like a full paranormal deep dive into it.
That's so weird. It's kind of like they were just like washing their hands of it, you know, like, okay, done. Bye. Moving on to the next. Which
pretty
like,
much.
I don't blame them. I feel like sometimes when you go looking for those things, like you're not going to probably find anything good anyway.
Yeah.
So just like move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that's our first story.
Wow.
Yeah. Our second one now takes place in Acton, Indiana. Technically near it. It's A-C-T-O-N. It was actually on I-75. So this was June 1980, and Robert Davidson was riding his motorcycle to visit his daughter in Indianapolis when a storm kind of rolled in out of nowhere. So he pulls over to like put on his raincoat and stuff, right? And he gets struck by lightning.
Oh.
And it was 200,000 volts of electricity that went through his body. Like that's so strong, it knocked both of his boots off of his feet.
Oh my gosh.
So the paramedics get there within minutes, but like his vital signs aren't looking great. Like his overall damage isn't looking great. They don't think they're going to be able to save him.
I'm surprised he was still even alive though at that point too.
Right.
I mean, obviously
surprised
this
it
is going
just...
somewhere interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So as they're getting Robert into the ambulance, every single power circuit in the ambulance fails. Which is supposed to be impossible because they have backup generators
backups
to prevent
for backups,
this.
For backups.
Right?
Yeah.
And then shortly as this is happening, a woman dressed in black, which witnesses will say it looked like she seemed to be wearing clothes from the 1800s. So wearing like a dress from the 1800s, carrying a Bible. She said, I have to touch Robert or him. I don't know if she said his name. And I guess they were just like, okay, cool, because, I mean, they didn't think he was going to live, so why not? I have no idea the thought process
right.
there.
And you're not going to be like, no, no. I mean, because they don't know if she knows him or what.
And I think
what
that
year
was the
this,
other
did you
too?
Say? Sorry, I totally
it was in 1980.
Okay, so, it, like, I mean, I don't want to say that's recent, but, like, it's not in the 40s.
I mean,
okay, so this is more recent. Okay, gosh.
Yes. So they let her touch him, and she starts praying, speaking in tongues, thumping her Bible on the ground and stuff. And this went on for several minutes. And then just as quickly as she'd come, she left. And as soon as she left, everything came back on. And they start to get signs of his vitals, and he seems to be improving. So they rush him to the hospital. Doctors still don't think he's going to survive, and he actually ends up being in a coma for 2 months.
Oh, wow.
He wakes up right before his first grandchild was born, and it seems like he made a full recovery. Yeah.
What?
And so
no
some,
like long-term damage or anything?
I don't think so. And now, mind you, okay, so there is an Unsolved Mystery episode about this, but I, because of how last minute I did this, I did not have time.
Yeah.
To find it and watch it.
I'm guessing it's an old one, not like one of the new ones, right?
No, no. Okay. So if you want to look for it, it's from May 3rd of 1996 when it first aired.
Interesting.
FYI. So if anyone wants to look it up, like I want to go in and watch this now. So yeah. I'm sure they probably, they might even have a little bit more information. But I got this from like the Unsolved Mysteries Wikipedia, like the wiki of this episode. So, it
so it's
also,
the same information primarily that's probably in the show. So
exactly. So some witnesses that were there, including two paramedics that were there, say there was never a woman there. But several other insist that she was there and there for several minutes.
Weird.
And now I read one thing somewhere else that Robert has no recollection of her or I think that day at all.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like, which makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. And that's Robert's case.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That is crazy. First of all, to get struck by lightning is insane. You don't hear that very often. I mean, I know it does happen, but
it does.
Once again, it's not like a super common thing, I feel like, but
no. And a lot of times they say that the reason why people actually die of lightning strikes is because people are too afraid to touch them, thinking that somehow they're still electrified,
like,
but like,
yeah, yeah.
You're the grounding rod. The electricity is no longer in that person. So if you ever see someone be struck by lightning, no, you can give them help. They're not going to electrocute you then.
Right. Or it went through their body into the ground. Because they'll know what to do. And that's crazy. I have a friend who saw someone get electrocuted or not struck by lightning. So yes, I guess electrocuted, but saw it happen when he was like running on like a running path. And she was in school or something at the time, like, cause they could see outside. She was in college, but they saw this happen. And I don't know what, I can't remember what the outcome of that was, but I just think how traumatizing to see that and not like, not something you see every day.
No, no, it's not.
That's insane.
Yeah. So
I can't believe he was even alive at all.
Yeah. I tried to see if Robert was still around and I couldn't find much on him. So
that's crazy. I love these kind of stories, though.
See, I do, too. And that's where I was like, so this, this one is kind of something along the similar lines. I am going to give a trigger warning for stillborns and infant death for anyone who's maybe struggling with that kind of stuff. If you can't handle that, like that, get it.
We'll catch you next episode.
Yeah. So this also had an Unsolved Mystery episode, which again, I didn't get a chance to watch, but it aired November 3rd of 1995. So if you want to look at that, I think one thing in Google I found said something about it airing on season 8 of Unsolved Mysteries. I don't know.
There's a lot of seasons of that show.
Oh, there's so many. I'm not mad about it either, but, so this is about Logan Carroll, who was born in Jefferson, Indiana on April 6th of 1995. Now, on this day, his parents, Tammy and Todd, went to the hospital, and it seemed like maybe she was being induced, like scheduled to be induced. Again, I got this from the Unsolved Mysteries wiki. Logan was their third child, but unfortunately, the Carroll's second child, a girl they had named Megan, had been stillborn. So I don't know if this was like a higher risk thing, if they decided just to be safe to like induce labor. So Tammy was induced at 8:45 a.m. and by 4:30, she was about to give birth. And the fetal monitor up to this point had showed a normal heart rate. However, once Tammy started to push, Logan's heart rate continually dropped. And by the time he was born at 4:42 p.m., his heart rate had dropped to zero. So he no longer had a heart rate. So, of course, doctors immediately start CPR and trying to give life-saving measures. And they do this for like 15 minutes. But there's no longer a heart rate or signs of brain activity. So by 5:15 p.m., Logan's pronounced dead. The family agreed they wanted to do an autopsy. They want an explanation for what happened this seemingly healthy baby. But beforehand, they wanted to spend time with their son and get the only pictures that they'd ever get to have with him. And so one of Tammy's sisters heard a gasp from Logan as she's holding him, but the nurse is like, oh, it's just reflexes, you know, the body is going and stuff. And so then Tammy's stepmom is holding Logan, and this is now 40 minutes after he's been pronounced dead. And she kind of starts to notice that
Logan's- I'm sorry, did you say 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I'm like,
yep.
Okay, I can see.
Yeah.
That's insane. So, that's a long time.
Uh-huh. So, you know, they're taking their pictures, they're holding him, family's all there and stuff. And, but yeah, so then Tammy's stepmom is holding Logan and she's like, he's getting warmer. Like, I'm pretty sure he feels like he's becoming warm. Which isn't usually what happens with a deceased body. So a nurse
comes. You would assume it would be getting, yeah, actually colder. I mean, that's mm-hmm. awful to even have to talk about that. But
yes. So a nurse does come and she finds a heartbeat. So then, of course, the doctor comes back and she's checking him over and she's like, yeah, he's alive. And within a couple hours, like, he seems to be doing fine. And now, mind you, there were 6 doctors and 8 nurses who had all been trying to perform life-saving measures on Logan. They all couldn't find a heartbeat. There was no brain activity. They were all like, this child has died. And now here he is. He's alive and he seems to be healthy. Now, he did suffer some brain damage, which I think is to be expected with that. And he was confined to a wheelchair for the remainder of his life, which unfortunately was still short. He passed at the age of 24 on January 11th of 2020. But by all accounts, he lived a very happy and fulfilled life. One of the things, like, this comes from his obituary I'm going to read. It says he attended Charleston High School, enjoyed his Disney cartoons and music. Logan was Clark Memorial Hospital's miracle baby in 1995. Okay, so earlier, did I say 95 earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he was born. Okay, for some reason I thought I said 96. Okay. He was their miracle baby in 1995 when he died and miraculously came back to life. He was a celebrity for a time, appearing in episodes of Unsolved Mystery and It's a Miracle, and several talk shows, including Maury. Who didn't love a good Maury? Logan was Southern Indiana Metro United Way poster child in 1997. But more than anything, he was loved by anyone who met him. His bright blue eyes and great smile seemed to bring joy and smiles wherever he went. Aww. So, yes, he still lived, like, he still died at a young age, but he lived to be 24. He lived was a very happy life. Was it due to
his, I mean, medical issues? Did it say?
It didn't say in anywhere that I saw, but I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
So I've got a picture that I'll post of him as an infant and the one that they posted with his obituary, which he does seem so, he seems like such a happy, and I get it. It's just one picture, but he seemed so happy. And they also talked about how, you know, when they put like survived by, one of them was like his niece. It said niece and best buddy. And I'm just like, oh.
So, oh, he does look so sweet.
Yes.
That hurts my heart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Yeah, I just had to look up just because I had a visual. But that's amazing that he, I mean, 24 years, heck yeah, you'll take that any day over
especially
not having
after having, yeah, especially having been dead for almost an hour.
That's insane.
Yes. And now I will say there was a few other cases I found in Indiana of people like medical, because I was just going to go the medical miracle route, but then like,
right.
Nothing against anything like this. It just all got very preachy. And I just didn't want to go that route. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, this is great, but I mean, don't like, yeah, not all of our listeners are that way. That's fine. Your beliefs are your beliefs. But I just didn't want like the way they all read. I was just like, I don't know how to share this story and not like, you know? So, yeah. And that's, but so that's where then I was like, well, I'm just going to throw in the 28 fires because that's why not?
No, but that's still pretty crazy. Like,
yeah,
that's
but I
insane.
Just, yeah. And I thought those two cases with, you know, Robert and Logan were, I mean, those were just, those were fantastic. And so I wanted to share, especially after the month of November, like I said, like researching those cases is so important, but it was so heavy and I needed not such an intensive research thing for this one too, a little bit. I just needed to give myself a little bit of a break.
And yeah, it was heavy and draining. Yeah. I just felt drained all month and wasn't, I don't know. It was just really depressing. Not that every other case isn't depressing that we talk about, but like something about it was just like, yeah.
Well, especially because so many of them were like so recent and like so little information too. And that just, it gets mentally and emotionally exhausting for me. And so then I can't even fathom what those families are like. So yeah, so I was like, I wanted something a little, I was going to look at like I Survived stories, but then it was still like, there was a couple that I was like, this would be interesting, but there's still some really horrible shit that's happening prior. So yeah.
Those are terrible that I survived. I mean, it's like, wow, I'm glad you survived, but holy shit, I think I'd almost rather be dead than go through what you went through.
Some of those things
some of them
I was like,
heavy.
Yes. So like one of them was a woman surviving a serial killer attack.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, future reference. Another one was a woman who had been captured for 13 days and stuff like I was like,
yeah.
Future, sure. Yeah. Right now, nah.
We're not there right now.
We're not there right now, you know, and mental health is important. And I was like, yeah,
my own mental health is suffering right now.
Yeah.
I just need a break. Some heavy stuff. But,
you know, plus all the stressors of just like holidays coming, you know, the busyness of all that and everything. So
it is a lot. That is for sure. But I mean, clearly like it's our passion as far as like discussing these things.
Right.
And, like,
yeah.
So it's, yeah, maybe more so than others, like in the sense of it doesn't bother. I mean, not that we're desensitized to it, but it's very interesting, like just picking apart cases together because we always have different thoughts on things and it makes you wonder. And there's even been cases that we've talked about that I've had people reach out to me and, well, did you think about, it could have been this and this. And it's like,
yeah,
how did I not think of that? You know?
Right.
So
I know.
It's fun. So if you guys ever have theories behind things, we would love to hear them.
Let us know.
You can always reach out to us on all the socials.
Yes. Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
TikTok,
Gmail.
Yes.
Heartland Darkland Podcast @gmail.
heartlanddarklandpodcast@gmail.com.
Sorry. Yep. I forgot there is a period. Is there a period?
Yes, there is a period.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I don't really type in our email that often to think about it. Yeah, you're right. I'm tired too. I need like, some sleep. You need some sleep. Oh my gosh.
Yes, we do.
There is a period.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. I just checked. I believed you, but I had to check.
I mean, so yeah, a little bit shorter this week, you guys, and stuff, but
I sometimes enjoy shorter ones because then I can get through it and I don't have to come back and try to remember what they talked about or where I was at. So here's your short one because we have a lot of long ones that make up for it.
We do. We definitely do. And I think we talked about a lot of stuff at the beginning. So
yeah, I think we've kind of covered all the bases. But yeah, I guess that's where we're going. We hope you guys are all yippee-ki-yay, I guess, for anyone who's into the diehard Christmas stuff. I guess
that is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone
says.
If it takes place
during
Christmas, it's a Christmas movie.
So yippee-ki-yay then. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have no opinion on it either way. It's fine. It's fine.
You know, it's whatever.
Any movie that references some sort of Christmas issue or something is a freaking Christmas movie. It's fine.
It's fine. It's perfect.
I just think
I love it.
Because people are always so, that's a very heated topic. So, you know, let's discuss that. Do you think that that's a Christmas movie?
there's only one right answer, and that's yes, it is a Christmas movie.
I have no opinion either way. So I will let you guys decide that. I mean, I'm going to say yeah, because there's Christmas stuff related, you know? So yeah, it's fine.
It takes place during a Christmas party.
Yeah, a party. Yeah, it's a Christmas movie just because it's a lot of like...
action.
Doesn't mean it's not... Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, would I let my kid watch it for Christmas? No, but it's fine.
Who said Christmas movies have to be all holiday cheer?
That's true. Just like I don't let my kid, I don't let her watch Christmas Vacation quite yet, because that's a little like, I mean, it's a classic, but like, do I need my kid repeating some of the things? No. No, not there yet. Not to that level. There you go.
So you guys, hopefully whatever holiday you maybe celebrate this time of year, you're prepared for, you're not stressing about. Hopefully you're taking some self-care time, even in this time where it can be easy to forget about yourself. Guys, take it easy. Reach out to us. heartland.darklandpodcast@gmail.com.
Dot. Don't forget the dot.
Any of our socials, you know, we're happy to hear from you guys. So yeah, until next time. It. Yeah. Stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.